every nation, every tribe come together to worship you.
Pope Benedict begins a pastoral visit to Australia next week, during which he will attend the World Youth Day gathering in Sydney. Organised by the church, World Youth Day is the largest youth event in the world and brings together hundreds of thousands of young people from around the globe to celebrate and learn about their faith. In the run-up to next week's opening of the Sydney event, the World Youth Day cross and icon were taken on a 12-month-long journey across Australia. From Sydney, Catherine Smyberg reports on the impact of this journey.
Lives of Australian Catholics are changing each day in the lead up to the World Youth Day of 2008, and never more so than since the arrival of the World Youth Day cross and icon to the host city of Sydney last July. As they travel across the Great Southland, the holy symbols are having a distinct impact upon each person that they encounter. Whether in the rural outback or along the coast of the Great Barrier Reef, the cross and icon are being warmly received as celebrated signs of peace, love and reconciliation.
For me personally, it really brings me a lot of strength. To see so many young people really getting involved in their faith.
Continuing with the cross and icon kind of keeps it all in perspective, and you know what is right and what is wrong. So I think sometimes people judge you on it, but you've felt the power of it all, so you know what is the right path. Yeah.
Each diocese across Australia has presented their own dynamic flavour for the reception of the cross and icon. The processions alone for this World Youth Day tradition have occurred on boats, helicopters and trains, with veneration happening via masses, prayer vigils and music festivals. The Aussie team of young volunteers have so far taken the 3.8-metre cross and 15-kilogram image of Our Lady over tens of thousands of kilometres.
This visit of the cross and the icon, it's the first visit to our part of Australia. It's been to about 15 other dioceses, but so this is the first experience here, and we've been preparing very assiduously to get a good reception. And I think, you know, there's been a great response, not only from our own schools and parishes, but also through the various business areas of the community.
I went to venerate the cross, and I guess that's been a pinnacle point in my faith journey. I was not a Christian before that, no faith background whatsoever, and this one moment changed my life.
Australians see a chance to engage the extended community with the hope that these symbols represent, as occurred on World AIDS Day of December 1st.
This is a special occasion because we've brought together the cross, which is the symbol of courage and hope, and the issue of AIDS, which is very dear to young people. And we felt that the two coming together capture the imagination of young people in a way that we want them to bring their faith to the issues of the world today.
I think it gives us all a common way that we can all identify with each other and something that we can all share and help celebrate.
Other social justice issues have been highlighted on this journey by the Aboriginal Message Stick, which travels with the World Youth Day symbols into remote Indigenous communities.
We're much more aware now than we used to be that white settlement was only over 200 years ago, that for a long time we were in denial about a lot of that. And what's happening now is it's very, very rare if we have a function where there's no recognition of the original inhabitants.
Because the young people of this world are our future.
And overseeing these moments of reconciliation is the Queen of Peace herself, through the icon of Mary entrusted to this journey as well.
When my pain gets too much, let me fall into your loving arms. Please pick me up.
I think it's important to praise Mary also because she leads us to Jesus. She is the mother of Jesus. She is graceful. She is kind. She is understanding. So through her and her close connection to Jesus, and through us praying to her, to the icon as well as the cross, we're able to connect with her and to Jesus and to the Holy Family. And it's important leading up to World Youth Day.
Rescue me. So this is just a mere taste of the enthusiasm and beauty that all pilgrims will discover as they enter their personal journeys toward Sydney 2008.
That report was by Catherine Smyberg.
We will find.